Hi, I'm Dr. William Renner, and it's my pleasure to host this series of podcasts on evidence-based medicine with Dr. Alan Safdi. I'm the Emeritus Director of Radiology at the Ohio GI and Liver Institute. Dr. Alan Safdi is Chief Medical Officer of Quadrant Health, owned by Stanford University and the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Safdi served as Chairman of the Department of Nutrition and Gastroenterology at the Deaconess Hospital and Ohio GI Liver Institute, and has been elected President of the Ohio Gastroenterology Society. Dr. Safdi has been the primary investigator in more than 200 medical studies and co-investigator in more than 800 studies. All right, today, Alan, let's talk about a recent study about the radiation exposure in CAT scans. As a radiologist, I know that's a very important problem, and we've made some great progress in that. But let me give you a minute and have you discuss the article.
Thank you, Bill. I think this is really an important article, and I think what we can do is discuss in detail not just what the article brought out, but it opens up a whole new line of discussion. Is, you know, are we doing too many CAT scans that are really not worthwhile? But the study highlights were cancer risks from millions of CT scans performed annually. And as you know, Bill, CAT scans are performed. I mean, if you come to the hospital with a headache, you're going to get a CAT scan of your head. I would come in all the time for people that would have gastrointestinal tract bleeding or food stuck in their throat where I have to remove it, they'd already have a CAT scan. Instead of a physical examination and a good history, a lot of CAT scans are done. And this is
Can tell you as a radiologist that in the emergency room, most emergency rooms in the United States now, the nurses see the patient and order the CAT scan before the doctor examines them. That's just the policy. I don't know if that's because of the shortage of physicians or just the ease of getting CAT scans, but they're very commonly done for almost all types of complaints. Certainly anyone with abdominal pain, chest pain, headache are all going to get a CAT scan now.
Well, and we have a lot of CAT scans being done in the United States. Approximately in 2023, about 93 million scans performed in the U.S. One of the reasons is that if you come in with abdominal pain, you're just not going to get a CT of your abdomen. You're also going to get a CT of your pelvis and maybe a CT of your chest. So you may have three CAT scans. They're all separate CAT scans and have significant amounts of radiation associated with those.
Let's briefly talk about radiation. So, what many people don't know is that the CAT scanner works on the basis of radiation. The radiation dose is significant. But remember, there's radiation just living in the United States. Taking a plane flight to Denver has about the same amount of radiation as a chest X-ray, but a CT scan has significantly more radiation. The other imaging tools we have, such as an MR machine, doesn't work on radiation. It works basically on the sounds, radio frequency, like a TV. It works off the same frequency that TV channels emit. So there's essentially no radiation with a MR scanner, and ultrasound does not have any radiation. So there are other exams that can be done without any radiation exposure to patients. Go on with what you were saying, Alan.
So the radiation exposure in these CAT scans is not negligible. And we're talking, if I just gave you the example of 2 millisieverts, which is actually relatively low for a CAT scanner, and I'll have you talk about the newer CAT scanners in a minute, Bill, but that's equivalent to about 100 chest X-rays. If I told you I'm going to do 100 chest X-rays on you, you'd go, wait a minute, I don't want 100 chest X-rays done. The chest, abdominal and pelvis CTs are substantially higher and may be equivalent to 10 millisieverts in some of the older CT scans, maybe about 3 millisieverts, but still a couple hundred chest X-ray equivalents. The problem is that we're not asking our doctors Is this a newer CAT scanner? How much, you know, is it, there's a big difference between the new CT scanners and the old CT scanners. We're not asking them, is there another way to approach this disease? I have people getting CAT scans for gallstones where an ultrasound would have been a lot better test with zero radiation. As you said, an MRI, a magnetic resonance imaging, and it's right in the name, magnetic resonance imaging, does not emit radiation, whereas the CAT scanners do. And it's not that we don't need CAT scans. We absolutely do need these. They're very good tests, but they need to be used judiciously and not routinely. But remember, newer CT scanners deliver significantly less radiation compared to old CT scanners. And
Yeah, that one of the goals of the CT, CT manufacturers, is to markedly reduce the radiation. And the radiation of a new CAT scanner is one third to the very new, one fifth the amount of radiation. So a marked difference if you have an updated. Updated scanner versus an old scanner. And unfortunately, in some of the older hospitals or rural hospitals, they have what we call an 8-slice or a 16-slice scanners, while the new scanners have more than 1,000 slices. That's how many slices they do per second. So markedly more rapid scans with much less radiation. So it does become important. Other factors that I think are important is that children are more susceptible to radiation because their skulls, if you're doing a brain CT, their skulls are much thinner than that of adults. And the other thing that radiation does have an effect on is reproductive organs such as the ovaries or the testes. So people who are in reproductive age, there's actual some calculable risk. In older persons like you or I think the risk is relatively negligible myself. However, I think the goal of all radiologists should be to replace CAT scans completely with MR. And right now, assuming that research continues, and that's a big if right now, but assuming that if research continues, I think that in the next several years, maybe 10 years or so, CAT scans will be replaced by MR machines that emit no radiation.
Well,
What are your
you
thoughts, Alan?
know, we hope so, but right now there's a lot of diseases I deal with where a CT scanner at this point in time still may be better than an MR. There's conditions
Right,
where an
yeah.
MR is substantially better than a CT scanner. But remember,
Right,
ask
right.
your
Currently,
doctor.
yes. Currently, CT is the state of art for many diseases, especially GI diseases that, that you're involved with, because the GI tract moves. It actually moves, right? Your GI tract moves,
Yeah, it's
and
called peristalsis. It moves like a snake. It's
yeah,
wiggling
and
around, and the MR is
it's
not very good at that.
Yeah, the MR is extremely sensitive to motion. That's so any movement, such as even movement of the bowels that we're not even aware of. Sometimes you hear there's little squeaks in your stomach or whatever. You're going, that's your bowel moving. It does that constantly. That markedly affects the MR machine.
But, you know, I think this is a good lesson for us. I mean, are there problems potentially with this study? Yes. I mean, this study compared an acute high dose radiation compared to something given over a long period of time, meaning an atomic bomb survivors from a single high dose radiation, which would be several millisieverts, I mean, several sieverts, not millisieverts. All at once. Also, air pollution that occurred from those bombs and other things. But it does bring up that there's, it always asks your doctor, is a different way we can approach this? This is the best way. What kind of CAT scanner is it? A 32 slice CT scanner, which is pre-2010, is going to have 7 to 10 millisieverts of radiation. The one Bill was just talking about, the state of the art 1024 slice CT scanner is going to have 0.5 to 2 millisieverts. So, one fifth or even less radiation exposure by going to a place that has newer ones. Do I need to have these as often? If somebody says I'm ordering the abdomen and pelvis, do we really need abdomen and pelvis? Often I would order them that way, but sometimes I would just order abdomen because why would I radiate the pelvis when I'm looking up higher in the abdomen? So just
Yeah,
taking.
there's one thing I do want to remark on that the number one scan that's currently done in hospitals in the United States is a chest screening scan for lung cancer. And those are all done with very, very low radiation. And studies have shown that they markedly decrease the risk of dying from cancer, from lung cancer. And remember, these are older individuals. And epidemiologic studies where we actually look at individuals to see if they've developed cancer, in older individuals have never shown any statistical difference. In children, there's some question. There is some question in small children, but that those. There's also other questions of these are critically ill children as well. Is that the radiation or is there illness that involves them? So it's a complex question, but certainly we want to reduce the risk as much as possible. But I do not want to discourage anyone who has exposure to cigarette smoke from getting routine yearly CAT scans. That's a life-saving technique.
Yeah, you're right. But we don't want to tell people not to have anything done. We want you
Right.
just to question. I mean, do I believe in coronary artery calcium scans, which is very low dose CT scan of the heart to detect calcium in the coronary arteries? I do.
Yes,
And
we both have one.
yes, and I will probably have another one in a few years.
Yeah, me too.
Just remember that living at sea level, that scan has 1 to 3 millisieverts of radiation. Living at sea level, you're going to get about 3 millisieverts of radiation as background total. If you live at 9,500 feet, which I spend a fair amount of the year at, I'm going to get up to 5 millisieverts per year just living there. Am I going to just only live at sea level, or am I going to continue to travel to the mountains? You'll get an additional 1 to 2 millisieverts of radiation exposure going up to that altitude, which is comparable to a coronary artery calcium scan. So I will continue to get coronary artery calcium scans. If I was a smoker, I will continue to get CT scans, but I would ask what kind of CT scanner it is. I would make sure that do I really need it? Yes, coronary artery calcium scores, the benefits often outweighs the minimal radiation exposure risk. So this article was kind of scary in some respects. In some respects, they couldn't really be as accurate because you're comparing an acute high dose radiation exposure all at once to something that occurs at low dose radiation exposure. And more places are getting these lower dose CT scanners. But always ask your doctor about different approaches. Do I need it? If somebody says, I'm getting your chest, abdomen, and pelvis, well, what are you exactly looking at? In some places, people are getting whole body CT scans. If I'm getting a whole body study, which I've never had and probably won't have, just to take a look at what's going on in my body, I would do it by MRI, which again is a magnetic resonance imaging test, has zero radiation exposure.
All right, Alan, great talk.
Thank you, Bill, and have a good day.